Luke Kermy joining us now from the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Ray. How are you today?
Very well. Now, the ballyhoo is over. The big money has been dispersed and dished out. Some South Australians got a piece. A lot of interstaters did well. What are your reflections on the last 6 weeks of racing in South Australia?
Well, look, it went about according to how we expected it to go.
Mm-hmm.
We actually only had 5 weeks of the carnival because mm-hmm. we had 1 week that was the Oakbank meeting because of the way the dates fell this year. It went pretty much to script, I guess. The races were won this year equally by Victorian and interstate and South Australian trainers. The majority of the prize money, about $5 million of it, went to interstate trainers, and about $2.5 million went to South Australian trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the $2 million races went interstate. So it pretty well went in line with as we would have we expected, and crowds were about the same as last year.
One of the witnesses told me that they thought they expected more people there with the amount of money and the quality of the horses available. But if it was the same as previous years, well, perhaps the money didn't bring extras, but still okay.
Well, I'm sure we've discussed it in the past, and the facts are that, you know, horse racing doesn't attract crowds of people because of the quality of the horses and the prize money. And a very good example of that is the Sydney Autumn Carnival,
where they have
20,000 people coming to races where there's 10 million in prize money and the best horses in Australia are racing.
Yes, so, correct. Winks and so on.
Exactly. So you know, we've got to get over that belief that we're going to attract people in that manner. And once again, the other thing is we have to also realise that the world has changed, and the same as we're now buying things online and, you know, business is changing in that respect. Horse racing is as well. But we shouldn't despair because we're just going online with our horse racing. Mm. And we've exported the, let's say, income-earning capacity of racing off of race courses onto the digital world. So,
all right, well, that's agreed. But there are disturbing reports that the money from Cheltenham is vanishing faster than a magician at work.
Well, it is.
It's just going, gone.
Last count, it was down to about 42 or 43 million. I imagine after this year it'll drop again because the SHSC will continue to lose several million a year. And the facts are that they keep chasing after something that they will not get, and that is getting more people to the races so that they can make a profit.
Hmm. What's the answer then?
Well, they support a lot of infrastructure.
Yes.
Takes a lot of money to maintain and is not used and doesn't... And look, they'll be saying that the Tapestry Bar and the Panasonic Pavilion, they have functions there and they earn money from it, but I would be very interested to see whether it actually makes any profit. And I think they and all the other clubs around South Australia need to critically look at themselves and say, well, we're no longer the generators of income for racing. That's what generates it, of course, and we need to tailor our functions and our whatever we do here to fit in with what we can actually earn, and how can we bring the clubs back to, well, if not profitability, break even.
Mm. Somebody said to me, we should go the other way. We should have racing as only a part of the day, that we should put on shows that attracts huge amounts of people and just have racing as a sideline. What am I saying? You know, they have these fairs, collectors' fairs and all that. that you get a couple of thousand people come to that, you sell them food and grog, and you race your horses and hope that maybe they'll take an interest.
Look, it's an interesting concept, but I think the facts are that you won't get people there every week.
No, you can't.
You'll only do it several times a year.
Yeah.
Look, at places like Eagle Farm and so forth, they have a market, you know, a growers market type thing every Sunday.
Yeah.
And you can go, people go there, big crowds go there, very much like the Jepps Cross Market
yes.
that we have in South Australia. Something like that would work pretty well, I think, and you would get people there every week.
Why can't they build an amusement park in the centre of Morfordville or something, and Sundays have it where you can take your kids and play and ride and whatever else?
That's right. There's things like, even under the grandstand where they could have those, like bounce
castles,
things that you could use for all sorts of educational and recreational and a fitness type. Ranges, all of those things. There are a great number of things that could happen, but unfortunately, I think we have a board that doesn't think that way. And I think also that they, you know, my argument for a long time now has been that the racing administrators do not include the whole of the industry in it. They don't, you know, they haven't produced a forum where we could all go along and people can put up these ideas, the sort of brainstorming activity that out of it something will come. So they go along doing the same thing year in, year out, and nothing changes.
Yeah, and it's the old story, if you're a punter and you bet a certain way and you keep losing, you'll always lose. And if you do something in business the same way that loses money and you don't change, then you'll keep losing money. I guess it's the same story.
Well, that's Einstein's definition of insanity, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're just doing that same thing year in, year out, and, nothing will change. And eventually...
We'll run out.
As we can all see, the money will run out. And I guess it brings me on to my favourite topic, which is that we should be lobbying the government, we should be lobbying them very hard to supply funds to improve prize money, because the only thing that will help the industry is to have more horses racing so we can improve our turnover and our profitability.
But they'll be saying, listen, we've given you the money, you know, you've had your cut, you've got a cheat coming back to us asking for more. That's what they'll be saying.
Well, they may say that, but my belief is that they've just used this as a publicity stunt.
Of course. Election coming up.
Say, we've given you, look what we've done for racing, etc. Yeah. If they really want to help racing, what they should do is talk to racing and learn what racing actually needs and help them in that way. Because, do quite honest for the government, if the racing industry dies in South Australia, there's 3,500 people, full-time equivalents employed.
Yes.
That will equate to about 7,000 people out of work, because most of them are part-timers. So that means 7,000 people are working in the racing industry that don't appear on the unemployment books of the government.
Well, therefore, it becomes a federal issue as well as a state issue.
Well, it is a federal and a state issue.
Yeah, federal government pays Centrelink, so...
Well, that's correct, but also... That imagine South Australia is already the worst performing state for unemployment. So imagine another 7,000 people on the books. It's going to make the government look really bad.
Okay, we've got to call a halt to it at the moment, but thank you for your views this morning.
Thank you.
Luke Coomey there from the Racehorse Owners Association.